A former Australian of the Year, Professor Patrick McGorry, has become the first psychiatrist to be named a Fellow of the nation's prestigious Academy of Science. Professor McGorry is one of 21 new fellows to be announced today. The list also includes Australia's chief scientist, Alan Finkel. Meredith Griffiths reports.
The Academy says it chose Patrick McGorry because of his work creating new concepts for psychotic disorders and a new clinical and research focus on youth mental health.
I think psychiatry as a discipline and certainly as a scientific field has always been 20, 30 years behind cancer and cardiovascular disease, but we're catching up, and the reason we're catching up is because of a commitment to a scientific basis to what we do.
During the current federal election campaign, Professor McGorry would like to see all parties commit to spending more money on mental health care.
Mental health care is an investment, not a cost. Other areas of health care clearly are costs.
Why do you make that distinction?
75% of mental illnesses appear before the age of 25 and then persist across the lifespan, weakening the economy as well as causing a lot of suffering. Other illnesses tend to cluster in the over 50s. And their impact on the economy is much less.
Also elected today is Australia's chief scientist, Dr. Alan Finkel, for his work producing scientific instruments, promoting science education, and advocating for governmental and industrial support of innovation.
Being elected to the Academy of Sciences is an opportunity to collaborate with some of the sharpest minds in Australia.
What will you be able to do with the Academy as a fellow that you cannot presently do in your role as the country's chief scientist?
I think it's the level of permeation one has to be able to work with an organisation from the outside and to work with it from the inside just elevates the quality of the interaction.
Regardless of which party wins government in July, what do you think should be Australia's number one priority when it comes to science?
I don't know that there is a number one priority. I'm not trying to get out of the question, but we need to be investing across the breadth of pure sciences, working to take the knowledge from that into the applied sciences and translate that into community benefit.
Among the six women elected today is Helena Rubinstein-Dunlop from the University of Queensland. She's been recognised for her work in laser micromanipulation, atom cooling and trapping, and nano-optics.
I can go inside a living cell and look at the behaviour of the cell when it is exposed to some sort of stress or force. And what it really means is that I can apply methods which otherwise were non-existing to investigate the behaviour of biological systems.
Professor Rubinstein-Dunlop would like to see science get a lot more attention during the election campaign.
I think that there is a little bit of attention paid to science through the innovation program, but that's definitely not sufficient. I think that science needs much more exposure and much more discussions, the way that the people can understand what science is all about.
She says Australia needs more funding for basic research and greater emphasis on programs promoting science, technology, engineering and maths education.
Meredith Griffiths with that report.